So we could do it both ways, well, overs and unders, as we used to call them. And that's part of the routine functioning of this committee, looking at the overs and unders. I think the line item scrutiny is overkill, creates a whole lot of problems and not much real productivity. But I think, you know, looking at administrative costs, programming costs, development costs, like we did on this call, actually. We didn't go to line items per se. We pretty much said development costs moved and how much. So anyway, that's my recommendation, is that we make the PNB aware of this is how we want to work and let them agree to letting us work that way.
Can I ask a question, Dave?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to be clear on the role. I'm still not clear on the role of the LSB in this process. If an adjustment needs to be made to the budget, do they get the first opportunity to make the adjustment?
Well, I think that if a GM says, you know, I need to, I've got $100,000 more in my budget of new revenue, I want to spend it in the following ways. Let's take the positive example. What does he or she do with that? And the answer is that she would take it to the LSB and the Finance Committee simultaneously, and since it's 10% variance, then it would require PNB approval. And that we do be prepared to do that quarterly if necessary, but I suggest every 6 months. At the six-month point, we really have a look, because a lot of things change in the budget. It's not going to stay the same.
Can I address that also? I think that the LSB roles, as mandated in the bylaws, are to review in a quarterly the budget performance. So I don't see any reason why the LSB couldn't ask its National Finance Committee representatives to bring it to the NFC. The question is just goes back to this. You know, would the LSB have to approve in addition to PNB approval?
Yeah, well, I think the LSBs are creatures of the PNB. And therefore, the PNB approval, that's crucial. And if suppose the LSB disagrees with the PNB ruling on this, well, obviously the PNB would hold sway. So, yeah, you do have to work it collaboratively. I'm not saying it's lockstep. Right now, we have a situation where an LSB feels strongly about a particular budget item, and we now have to take that to the PNB.
So I just want to know what's the order of things. It's going to come up from the GM through the LSB to the NFC to the PNB.
I think that's a crucial role for the NFC to make sure that we've touched everyone. All those bases have been touched. The GM says, I got $100,000. I want to spend it. Here's how I want to do it. I want to buy a generator. He or she makes that proposal. Could go to the ED, could go to the CFO. But it comes to Finance Committee makes sure that the LSB has been included in the process and makes sure that we've made the steps to be sure that the PNB is apprised of it and approves it. Because we're talking large dollars here. We're not talking small dollars. But, you know, $100,000 is a lot of money.
Further discussion?
Yeah, this is Lavari.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm trying to get... Okay, mute is off. Hello?
Hi.
Okay, great. This whole discussion, I mean, it sounds like deja vu all over again. You know, we've gone through this discussion in terms of changes, the percentage change, whether we should go to, like, admin, the delta, well, the change from budget or actual, or should it be, you know, based on the major group in admin, programming, or whatever. And I think I thought we had established some rules that were written that outlined that. And I think that, you know, we just need to retrieve those and see where we are, because, again, we seem to discuss these things over and over again. And the other thing is that, you know, we've talked about this many times about forecast versus plan and do you change your plan. And I'm not sure what the term Lina used, but I know that we do plan updates. And you have those scheduled if you see a significant change in terms of your plan, your budget or your plan for the year. If you see some significant changes in your operations, then you go in and you do a plan update. But otherwise, you just do a forecast, and you do your forecast compared to plan. And so therefore, that's how you would handle that. And I think that where I am now is just that, like with the national office, especially like when I say that you do plan updates or changes in plans based on the significant change in how you know in operations during the year. So I mean, ideally, what I would need to see for the national office is what is the plan, like a timeline on major activities in the plan, in the budget for 06, and then I would be able to determine if there's been any significant changes in those activities for the year, and then you could look at maybe doing a plan update. But again, I really don't know what the plan is for the national office for 06. You know, what are the major activities? I guess I could look at the mail drop and see, look at the calendar, look at the line item on that and determine that. But I would just like to see some type of narrative. That's
it. Thank you. Further discussion? Okay, then, Lonnie, hearing no further discussion, can you reframe that as a formal motion?
Are we talking about a motion to go forward to the PNB?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let me see if I can make it simple. Resolved that the National Finance Committee shall have an operating policy that changes to budget categories exceeding 10% shall be referred to the PNB for approval and to the local station boards. I think that's just keeping it simple, you know. That means that if I find in the administrative category new revenue for $100,000, or I'm overspent $100,000, whatever the number is, we can choose a percentage or dollar amount, that is an action item. Under that, I'm not seeing that it has to be necessarily referred to the PNB.
And well, would that show up as an adjustment, a mid-year adjustment to the budget?
Yeah, and make recommendations for adjustments to the budget if necessary. That's part of our job, to keep the PNB informed of where we see adjustments to the budget might be necessary.
Can I weigh in a little? I think that to use the language of the bylaws, I would think to the PNB for adoption and to the LSBs for approval and the PNB for adoption would be helpful. And I also think we might specify that this would come before the PNB as an item at each of its in-person meetings during the year. So that gives a schedule for it. So
that is a friendly suggestion. It should be on every PNB meeting, which occurs every quarter. I agree.
Right. So we do that. And then I think it should also specify that the NFC would be authorized to approve such changes if they are in aggregate less than 10%.
Are we talking about, this is Sandy, point of information, are we talking about by line item, in other words, number in the budget?
No, he said by category. I wrote it down.
I know that, and I would want a friendly amendment that would say by line item.
Well, we went through this before on the line item issue, which is, you know, if you have a $500 line item, the language we used before was, it had to be over a given percentage and over a given dollar amount. So if you want...
Yeah.
So would you say, for example, it has to be over 10% and $10,000 by line?
Yeah, I don't want to do lines. I just think that's too much hassle. I like to... And besides, you get into absurd sort of situations. You got a $500 line item and
No, but if you said and 10,000, that means it would not only have to be over a 10% increase, but if it were over 10,000 in a single line, that would trigger it too?
Well, I think that in that example, over 10,000, and I've seen its normal operations, we'll be reviewing it in its variance report. So that will be information already available to the NFC. I'm just trying to address the point at which it triggers a budget revision and must go to the PNB.
I'm glad people are listening to this call. Bob Letterer just sent me the motion that was approved by the PNB on April 2nd. It shall be the policy of the PNB in the budget monitoring process that each quarter the budget is to be reforecast when, A, any variance from the board-approved budget is greater than 10%, and it will include a written comment explaining the variance. And any reforecasted budget or line item will not alter the requirement that each station, unit, and national office retain 1 month's operating reserve by the end of each fiscal. The PNB expressed concern about the 10% recording in the requirements in the reporting of variances and asked the NFC to explore this further. Martin withdrew the motion for reconsideration by the NFC. So Basically, we're proposing to amend that.
By saying it has to be a formal approval process now, right?
Yeah, which I think is a much stronger and better motion. I like Lonnie's motion. I think maybe we should have a moment of silence for that alone.
This is boring. I'm sorry. Can Bob send that out? Because, I mean,
I'll send this to everybody right now.
Excuse me. Hello?
Hi, okay. I'll send it to you right now.
Right, because as I stated, I knew we had gone over this before, and like the slight change, I'd have to really consider what it would do. And I knew we had passed the motion on this, as I stated earlier, but yes, thanks.
I'm confused, Dave.
Well, it's nice to know I have company.
Yeah. I mean, if the PMB already approved it, and isn't that the policy of the land?
But there's no restriction for us to propose an amendment. Basically, this is saying any variance from board approved budget greater than 10%, and that means that a $500 line, a $50 variance would have to trigger this. And this here is that.
Oh right, that's that silly motion you put forward. I told you it was crazy at the time.
The silence is over.
It's not supposed to be on line items. Come on, guys. It's got to be on some big totals.
Well, the point is that what I just read is very, very ambiguous, and what Lonnie's proposing is very clear and concrete. I think it's superior. I think we need to propose it.
Okay.
So we say by category.
What I wrote down, I wrote it down while you were saying that the National Finance Committee shall have an operating policy that changes, actually the PMB, I think it should be, shall have a policy that changes to budget categories exceeding 10% shall be forwarded to the PMB for approval, and I suggest as a friendly amendment, to the PMB for adoption and the LSBs for approval.
We didn't say was quarterly.
Okay.
Got it.
So that the PNB shall have
this is what
policy.
I have. Resolved that the PNB shall have an operating policy that requires changes to budget categories that exceed 10% be forwarded to the LSB for approval and the PNB for adoption at each PNB quarterly meeting.
Say in-person meeting, because they're not exactly
okay.
Quarterly.
That's missing is a $10,000 proviso.
Okay. That exceed 10% or $10,000.
Yeah.
Whichever is...
Well, let's just leave it that way.
And now Sandy had an amendment where he'd like it by line item.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to process that. Are you still standing on that?
I'll withdraw that, given Lonnie's comments.
And Marnie would just like to say, I think... It's got to be a number, surely like $50,000 or something.
Yeah, I think we're going to be reviewing all variances, so I don't think that nothing's going to slip through the cracks. But I agree with you, Marnie, that's a friendly amendment, $50,000. Hey, if it happens in a quarter at $50,000, that's big news. But remember, we had a budget change $400,000 in one quarter. So, you know, if we're doing our job, we'll be there to see it.
This is Lauren. Also, I believe that in our previous, in the motion, we also said that although we also wanted on a monthly basis to be noted if there was a significant variance.
No, we said quarterly.
What we said was we'd get the reports quarterly, they'd be broken out monthly.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. And that we said that, you know, you would note the variance. You didn't have to do any analysis on it.
I don't know what that means, but I think that the quarterly variances, it makes, along with the quarterly reports, if we need to act before the end of a month or quarter, sure. But I would not want to assume that it has to be every month.
But this is, Lavarne, what you're bringing up is actually one of the other motions that we have in place, but this it wouldn't affect the content of this motion in terms of when it's approved and by whom, which is what this motion is about.
Well, anyway, can we at least get this motion processed?
Any further discussion on this motion? Casey, can you read it again and we'll vote on it?
Resolved that the PNB shall have an operating policy that requires changes to budget categories that exceed 10% or $10,000.
Well, $50,000, I think.
$50,000
shall be forwarded to the LSB for approval and the PNB for adoption at each PNB in-person meeting.
Quarterly.
That's implied. In-person means quarterly. It's a lot more.
But that's the explicit because you have these calls, you know.
Well, it says an in-person meeting.
Right.
Well, let's be it's regular quarterly meeting.
Well, the problem with that, Lonnie, is the meetings aren't quarterly. They're in January, March, June, and September, so it's not quite quarterly.
Well, you know, the bylaws say quarterly, so we want to use bylaw language, do we not?
Okay. If you look at the dates, whatever, The thing I'm concerned about is I don't want the January meeting excluded.
Can we say it at regularly scheduled meetings? Would that solve it?
No, it's in person because the telephonic meetings are also regularly scheduled.
Guess that's true.
But if I could get on the stack, January is perfect because at the end of every quarter means after December, you got to do a quick thing. After March, after June, and you know.
Okay, fine, quarterly. There's one other thing in this, though, which is that amounts less than that are reviewed by or approved by the NFC.
Well, reviewed. And I think that my suggestion was that if we at this committee see a variance of, say, 30,000-40,000, we can choose not to act or we can choose to do an inquiry or make recommendations to a station or a budget or a GM.
Well, let me clarify this. So, for example, in our case, there's $15,000 hole in other development because of a mistake that we want put in there. How, in your envisioning of this, does that get authorized?
Well, I think that a companion motion, and we'll see if the PNB people will go along with it, is that the Finance Committee should be able to offer provisional approval for small changes, or the GM for that matter, as long as they're informed of it. If the NFC chooses to intervene, it can, and make its recommendation known. So what I'm suggesting is the point of having a variance report is to be able to make the determination whether you want to intervene or you want to ask the GM for further information or whoever.
Okay, so you're contemplating we deal with that piece in a separate motion?
Yes.
Okay, then let's leave that aside for the purposes of this motion and deal with this motion.
Okay, so do we have quarterly in-person meetings or just quarterly meetings?
Quarterly in-person meetings.
Quarterly, in-person. All right.
Why don't you add as indicated in the bylaws? No, don't. It's just confusing.
Yeah, that's just...
Forget it.
Ready?
Okay, so can you reread it, the final language, and then we'll vote?
Resolved that the PNB shall have an operating policy that requires changes to budget categories that exceed 10% or $50,000 shall be forwarded to the LSB for approval and to the PNB for adoption at each PNB quarterly in-person meeting.
Discussion?
No, we've done discussion. We're moving to a vote. The vote, can you call the roll?
Wait, can I just one thing, that 10% or $50,000? Well, we're saying that we're really not going to look at anything less than $50,000, right?
We are, but it's not something that we will be obliged to forward to the PNB.
Right, but this is the PNB. We're not going to forward anything below $50,000, right?
May.
Oh, we may.
Hello?
Yeah. This motion says we must if you're doing the $50,000, but if it's less than $50,000, we feel it appropriate to forward it involving some big policy issue, then we could and should.
Okay, it's just the or 50,000. I think we're saying that if the must is or if, okay, I'm go ahead. Somehow I don't have a, I don't I'm not
So concerned. if your budget category is 350,000.
Right.
And your change is 40,000. That doesn't hit the 50%, but it goes over the 10%. That would be forwarded, correct?
Yeah, I think the dollar figure is more germane.
Okay,
well, it's not more germane. The motion says if it's either 10% by category, the fact that it's by category takes care of the size, because if you're dealing with a small station budget, it might have, $90,000 in total development expenses. What's WPFW's total development expenses? It's you know, their total development is on the year is $329, so
okay,
$32,000 change would trigger it.
Okay. All right, I'm clear. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So can we vote?
This is Teresa. I'm back.
Welcome back. We're voting.
My 80-year-old father thinks I'm crazy, but...
Right.
There's wisdom in age.
Yeah, and we're all getting older and wiser faster. Fast. So can we... did you hear the reading of the motion, Teresa?
Uh-uh.
Can you reread
no.
it before we vote, Casey?
Resolved that the PNB shall have an operating policy that requires changes to budget categories that exceed 10% or $50,000 that shall be forwarded to the LSB for approval and the PNB for adoption at each PNB quarterly in-person meeting.
Okay. It's a little bit clunky in terms of, but we can streamline it later. I mean, we know what it means, so we'll clarify that when we're not also exhausted. Can you call the roll?
Adelson.
Yes.
Allen.
I'm going to pass for now.
Ediaco.
Yes.
Heffley. Come back. McFaul is yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Tattersall.
Yes.
Gatewood. Weinman.
Yes.
Why not?
Williams.
I abstain.
Hicks.
Yes.
Okay, coming back around. Allen.
Yes.
Heffley. Gatewood. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 7, 8 yes, 1 abstain, 2 no votes.
That passes. Lonnie, can you deal now? Do you want to put forward that second motion that you were talking about less than?
Oh, this is Patty. I'm sorry. I was unmuting. I'm on 2 conference calls and I unmuted the wrong one. I abstain.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. I can't keep track.
So, Lonnie, the companion motion you referred to?
Well, I recall, and I was growing late, and I'm working on 3 things here while I'm on this call. But it's the intent was that for items below that $50,000 threshold, how shall they be handled? And I guess the suggestion is resolved that items below the whatever motion name we give it, the $50,000 motion policy.
Why don't you say that do not require PNB and LSB review?
Yes, and can be referred to the GM, the PNB, or the LSB at the discretion of the NFC for review. That's what we do. We review those kinds of variances and presumably have suggestions and consent items for review or get our queries answered.
Well, wait, I don't understand. I thought the sentiment was that we were going to ask for authorization as a committee to approve changes that were below the threshold amount.
Well, I'm leaving it a little bit more vague than that.
Vague is just one of the trouble.
Yeah, well, say if you had an item for $40,000, what shall this committee do with that item? They could... I guess you're right. I guess we could constitute and say to the PNB and to the LSBs, items below that threshold, we will either approve, constitute ourselves as an approval body for those purposes, refer them back to the GM.
Mr. Chair.
Let him finish and then...
Or the third action, to not to do anything. It's part of the review process, because it's not worth going through all those changes for items like 40,000 or 30 or 10 or whatever the number might be.
Teresa?
Mr. Chair, I don't know that we need to discuss this right now. Could we possibly, I don't want to say table this, but table this for not the next finance meeting, but the meeting after that?
Well, there's been a motion to table to the meeting after next. The
yeah, I agree. It's going to get cumbersome to try to do two of these.
Okay, we don't have a full motion on the floor.
Okay, so we don't need to table it. Well, let's just ask, is there consensus that we don't need to pass this at this moment?
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking is this, again, the KPFK budget, there's $15,000 hole in it that the LSB wanted. I think that what we're going to do as an LSB is to vote for that inclusion, and that will come to this NFC for review, and the question is, would the NFC be authorized to allow that adjustment or not?
That's a very good point.
That's what I'm trying to drive at right now. That's why
yeah.
I think we need it resolved, because it goes to the question of how we will vote on these station budgets.
Yeah, you got the $25,000 problem at WBAI. Do you want to take that all the way to the P&B?
Right.
So I agree. It is a hole in our policy. Somebody's got to have the approval process for these smaller items. Might as well be the NFC.
I'd like to make a motion to put that on the agenda for our next meeting.
Okay, there's a motion to put that on the agenda for the next meeting.
I would oppose that motion on the grounds that we have a problem right now, and that we need to have it fixed before the LSB, P&B meets. What would we do with these items, which are already here on our table?
I think we can process this real quickly. I think that I'm hearing some consensus on the notion that this committee, rather than the PNB, should be permitted to grant authorization for the smaller amounts. I mean, that's what we're saying. We're saying amounts, adjustments in, if we want to call it the forecast, adjustments in that the NFC may grant authorization for changes in forecast income or expenditures of amounts less than 10% and or $50,000 by category. That's the motion.
Okay.
And include the other language about provided it does not violate the one-month proviso?
Okay.
Because that's part of that original motion.
Well,
that Bob sent to us.
Okay.
Well
see, the problem there is, for example, suppose you say, okay, we're going to put $15,000 in here, and we're going to put income in, you know, some other place. Then that's okay. But if we don't put the income in, then it's not okay. Is that what we're saying? And then we'll get back to that whole surplus prior year discussion, and whether you're, or let's take what we were talking about for the KPFK. Let's take KPFK spending some surplus money to seed the National Spanish Language Program. What's the process that comes through? Would we be able to authorize $10,000 in monies? That might cut into the one-month reserve by $10,000.
Yeah, we're allowing the one-month reserve requirement to vary by 10%.
Okay. Okay.
Whoa.
I mean that's a $30,000 variance.
I just think that as a percentage of stations' budgets, that's not large for the larger stations. But we must have some flexibility to deal with these situations that are going to crop up, you know, in a course of a quarter that involve $10,000, $15,000, $20,000.
Yeah, well, I think the motion that I read, I think the issue about the 1 month is existing policy.
Yeah.
And what you're saying about the 10% variance would fit, so I don't think we need to specify.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I think that, point of information, first of all, may I ask what happened with the Spanish-speaking resolution? What did we decide?
We decided to table the final resolution of this till this section of the agenda, and we'll be
okay.
Getting to that at the end.
All right. Well, let me just say on this issue, when you brought up you with KPFK, I asked you, I said, was it a Scrivener's error? Was there kind of an understanding that somehow just slipped the passage? Because if you could go back to the to the streaming, and you, if you could say, well, really their intent was to do such and such. I'm concerned about how Lonnie brought up something earlier in the meeting. He said, well, you two people, you don't represent what your LSB voted on. And I would hate for things to, in this committee, for someone to accuse us of saying, well, the vote, the LSB voted for such and such, but, you know, members of this committee are acting in defiance of their LSB and pushing things through or manipulating somehow.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chair, I'd
like to get on the
stack. I
hear you. Just to clarify, on the Scribner's error question, what it is a Scribner's error that there's 10,000 instead of 8,000 in the LSB budget. It is not in the development. It's a little more complicated in the other development line, because while the LSB was told that there was money there and that's absent, if that gets changed, then our bottom line changes too. And so that's a bit of a problem, and it's going to be slightly more complex. Mark?
Yeah, once again, we're the National Finance Committee. The local station boards have to be responsible for making sure that the budgets that they present and approve are the ones that they want. If there are errors in it, especially because they wait till the last minute, then so be it. Maybe next time they'll do it earlier so they can have more time to do it. I think it would be a mistake for this committee, who has no powers granted in the bylaws to change the budget. We review the budget. That means we look at it and we decide whether we want to recommend it. If we have a problem and we can't recommend it because we want a station to do something, then we send it back to that station with our suggestion of what would be necessary for us to recommend it. To suggest that
we're very close to having consensus here. Can't we just rewind about 3 minutes?
Please don't interrupt me.
Yeah.
Let me finish what I'm just saying. So the point I'm trying to make is that we can't do that on consensus because, like Teresa just said, we know, for example, that Barney and LaVarne said that they didn't agree, but of course they're honorable and they're representing their LSB. But what if they weren't? And what if they wanted to put something through in the National Finance and change something? We don't have the right to alter. I don't see where we would have the basis to do that.
Are we talking about Lonnie now?
Yeah, in terms of where we're at right now, I hear you, Mark. I hear what you're saying. But we're on a motion that has to do with the ability of this committee to authorize changes of less than 10% or $50,000. In aggregate budget categories, and
that,
so,
but that doesn't change what I what I'm saying is that we don't have the authority to do that. We can't vote ourselves the authority that the Constitution does not give us.
No, this is a recommendation to the National Board to authorize such powers for this committee. We're not granting it to ourselves.
All right. Well, I would vote against the motion, but it still doesn't change what's happening tonight.
But, Mark, this isn't about changing the budget. This is as we get into the year, as little variations start happening, that's where this motion ties in. It's nothing.
I thought we already approved that.
No, we said we approved something that says that the PNB handles amounts and the LSB handles amounts greater than 10% or $50,000 in any aggregate category. But we have no agreement yet. We have no specification.
All right. So then why were you talking about the $15,000 at KPFK?
Because that would qualify as such an amount. In other words, that's in development. If we said development to change by 15,000, then who has, by what process does that get okayed?
Okay, the point I'm trying to make is that we're not going to be able to do that tonight. We're suggesting
that's the whole point. We won't do that tonight. We won't make that change in these budgets tonight. What we're nailing down is when they need to change, how will that happen? We're not doing it now, and we're not granting ourselves the right to do that.
So then why can't we wait later?
Out of order. Hello?
Hi, LaVarne.
LaVarne, may I speak?
Yes.
Yes, sorry, LaVarne.
I mean, are we going to have this, like, exchange between you and Mark, or are you going to, I mean, like, the evening is really late, so I at least need some order here. First of all, Mark, do not use me in your examples. I mean, it goes back to the thing about calling people a witch. You know, it's a really, really wearing on me at this hour, so please don't do it. The other point I wanted to make, which I made early, is that you say $50,000. $50,000, at the beginning of the fiscal year or $50,000 in August or July. That's the big difference. You know, if it's less than $50,000 and you want to put it in there in July, I mean, that's if you can, if on an annual basis, that's $200,000. You know, it's like this is this, you know, at this late hour, bringing in these motions, I think it's just, you know, you just cannot address them. We have passed motions similar in the past. I think that these motions need to be tabled for now so that we can really understand what's going, what we're really trying to do, trying to get at here.
Okay.
I'd like to move the meeting forward so we can come to a vote and move on. And I would like an apology from Mark Roberts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Hold on a second.
Wait.
There was a, as a, I'll take it as a point of personal privilege, Mark, if you would like to say anything.
Yeah, I would. I don't know what LaVonne is even talking about. I have no idea what she's
Mr.
talking
Chair,
about.
Mr. Chair,
hang on.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege for me. LaVonne brought it up because I mentioned it. And it
It's not that he brought it up, but he used me as an example.
I'm sorry, LaVonne, he brought it up because I mentioned it.
Teresa, forget it. LaVonne, you do whatever you want, okay? You want to take it how you want to take it. I know how you are. Take it that way.
Okay. I'm just going to ask. I didn't hear Mark make reference.
No, I didn't, but that's okay. Let her think so. Let's go on.
Whatever the case may be, there's a motion right now from LaVonne to table this. Motion to table is not debatable, so will you call the roll, Casey?
Mr. Chair, point of information, didn't I bring a motion to table this until the meeting after
Yes.
At the time you raised that motion, I don't think we had a motion before us. We do now. We're voting to table the actual motion that we have. And I apologize. I'm as tattered as everybody else is, so if I'm not
Chair,
doing this as well as I should, it's just...
Mr. Chair, point of order. You can't table a motion that doesn't exist.
Well, I did put forward a motion.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't think Casey, is there a motion on the table?
I have a motion by Adelson resolved that the National Finance Committee may grant authorization for changes in budget forecasts that are less than $50,000 or 10% of the budget category.
That's what I recall having said. So we now have
okay,
a motion,
now the motion
from Williams
to
table.
Okay.
To any certain time?
William.
To a certain time, LaVonne?
To the next meeting of the NFC.
To the next meeting of the NFC. Will you call the roll on the motion to table, Casey?
Meeting, yeah. Adelson.
No.
Allen.
Epstein.
Bediako.
No.
Heffley. Come back. McFaul is no. Roberts.
Yes.
Tattersall. Marnie?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Gatewood?
Abstain.
Weinman?
Yes.
Williams. Hicks.
Yes.
Okay, coming back to Heffley.
I'm staying.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, 1, 2, 3 no's, and 3 abstentions.
Okay, so the motion's tabled. So the next thing we're talking about doing now is going down each unit and voting on our recommendation.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Did you vote on my motion?
Which motion? Who just said, did you vote on my motion?
This is Jane. The NFC recommends that the CFO complete the salary comparison worksheet provided by KPFA.
That's going to be done at the end of our votes on the individual units when we talk about presentation.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, I wanted to... I've got to move on to getting a full report done tomorrow and mail out, so I'm running out of time here. I'm going to be up late tonight. So what I wanted to do was I have just 2 motions. I wanted to see if someone would carry those or present those motions for me, and they are very simple. I don't think we need to do complex motions at this hour. And one of them is a WBIS budget be approved by the PNB with the proviso that it be presented with a cash flow projection for the next 9 months. My second motion, it would be that the KPFK budget be approved, but that the LSB and the general manager be asked to reduce the monies from the prior year surplus by $100,000.
I hear those motions. We're going to go down and process each unit in turn. And so,
and that's the motion I would have if I could just for a moment. I need to be off the call for an hour just to get some documents ready for tomorrow. I'm going to need for this board packet. I got people calling me asking me where mom, you know. So
okay, but recognize that you won't be present then for the votes on these motions. But I will put them forth.
I'll listen in while I work, and if I need to.
Okay, the problem is if you're listening on the stream, there's a delay of a couple minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so as we discuss it, if you hear it coming, get back on.
I'll do that.
Okay?
And yeah. It's 11:23, and I'm a half hour from home, so if we don't move quickly, I'm not going to be voting on anything.
Well, if we talk about moving quickly, we won't be moving. We can just go to it now if people are ready. So the first thing on the budget, if we're going down this by unit, is the KPFA budget. Is there a motion with respect to the KPFA budget as it appears in the consolidated budget that Lonnie sent to us?
I don't know if this is appropriate. I say it with great trepidation. I would like to put forth a motion that the KPFA budget be approved with the proviso that they reduce expenses by $100,000 and include $50,000 for unpaid staff miscellaneous reimbursements.
I think the way this should be phrased is that it is the recommendation of the NFC that the PNB and then whatever you have. Okay.
I will second that. This is Teresa.
Well, wait a second. I'd like it restated in that form.
Okay. Before I put it through as a firm motion, could I just test the waters? Lavarne? Mark? Someone?
I will say that I think it's a real problem if your LSB has voted in favor of it for this National Finance Committee to be recommending substantial adjustments in it, but I can't vote for it even if I agreed with you based on where I am right now. That's my opinion. But this motion, once it's put forth, will be discussed.
Wasn't there something related to this that
Yeah, there was supposed to be the CM was supposed to put forth an 18-month plan to recover or to actually achieve his 1 month of reserve, and that's not in the budget. So we can add that. But yeah, my position basically is that the LSB passed at 11-10. So I'll move forward to put it there along with, because since Lonnie worked with the GM, I guess, and the staff on this, that the GM was to include an 18-month plan to get to a point where they could actually achieve a 1 month reserve over the next 18 months.
Wasn't there something in that comment about reduction in salary expenses?
No, from Lonnie, no. It was the budget. It was the 18-month plan to achieve a 1 month reserve over the next 18 months.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, could you have Marnie repeat her resolution?
Yeah,
no,
just
I'm testing the waters.
Yeah, we can't do that. There's
okay.
No testing of waters. It's time for motions.
Okay, I just don't know if it's appropriate. And I mean, I really respect Roy, and I really want to support the whole thing. It's just that I do feel that he should be asked to reduce his total operating expense line by $100,000. That's very normal in normal kinds of organizations as it goes up and down the line. You get told, hey, reduce it by this, reduce it by that. But you know, I don't know if this is best kind of organization if I've got the... So, whatever. That's why... Sorry.
I need a motion for the KPFA.
This is Jane.
Hold on. Let's have our... So I'm hearing many voices. I've heard Jane. Mark, was that you I heard?
Yes.
Okay, Jane, then Mark. I would like to defer to KPFA's reps and let them go first. Lavarne, did you want
to... Okay, yeah, I'd like to make the motion. I'd like to make the motion for the
the NFC to approve the KPFA budget as delivered by the general manager, and that the only thing that I would like to add is that the CFO, in working with the general manager, asked that there be an 18-month plan to achieve the one-month reserve that is so worked out, an 18-month plan to achieve the one-month reserve.
Okay, I'd like to ask that the language be adjusted to state that the NFC recommends that the PNB adopt the
yes.
budget provided by the GM and approved by the LSB with the proviso, etc.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Point of information?
Wait, what is it? Point of information?
Okay, are you saying, is the resolution by the GM, did that include and $100,000 less that Marnie mentioned or not?
No, I think I'm dropping that. I'll second LeVarne's motion.
Okay, then we have Jane and we have Mark.
Okay, can somebody repeat the motion one more time? I'm sorry.
Let me do the first part. The motion is that the NFC recommend that the PNB adopt the budget presented by the general manager and approved by the CFO.
By the LSB.
By the LSB. I'm just like crossing. Okay.
And with the addition that the GM generate a plan to recover, generate a plan over the next 18 months to deliver the required one-month reserve.
Okay, I have a comment. I'll go after Mark and Jane. Jane and Mark.
Would it be appropriate for us to add anything to this motion about that we recommend that the CFO, ED, and general manager work to develop strategies to reduce the percentage of salaries, as a percentage of listener support?
It would be perfectly appropriate to add that if you want to make that motion.
Point of information, are we going to put this to a vote?
Yes, we are. But we're in discussion. Jane, would you like to make the motion?
I would like to move that we amend that motion to add the phrase and to develop strategies to reduce salaries as a percentage of listener support.
Second that.
Okay. Mark?
I would want to say that my understanding of what Lonnie was saying about the 18-month period was not simply a matter of the one-month reserve, and I will have a motion later for the PNB about what to do with stations who have not met that one-month requirement this year, but I thought that he was saying the 18 months was a necessary period to deal with the salary issues and the contracts and all that kind of stuff specifically, so I do endorse Jane's amendment. I think we have to deal with the issue of the salary creep at KPFA.
No, he was referring to, in fact, I recall actually Roy mentioning this. However, he did not put it in his report. I recall him mentioning that he had to Lonnie and that Lonnie had.
I thought I heard what I heard, but if I didn't, I support Jane's amendment.
Okay, my comments are I'd like to strike the language of presented by the GM and just make it that it was approved by the LSB because I don't know anything about presented by the GM. This should be the budget.
Well, we will vouch for that. It is
Marnie, I'd like to finish my comment.
Sorry.
I'd like it to specify what the bylaws specify, which is the approval of the LSB.
Uh-huh.
So I'd like to amend it to strike that. And there was another point, and I'm just too foggy.
Do you want to ask if there are any objections to that?
So, well, I will after I've made the amendment. So I'll just leave it there, and I'll try and get back on. Are there any, now, so we have two amendments. We'll take them in reverse order. Are there any objections to specifying approved by the LSB? Okay, here.
Well, your amendment is to strike the words presented by the GM.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, is there any objection to that?
Point of information, was this in Jane's amendment?
No, we're now, this is my amendment, it's, we're going backwards. We can have two amendments on the floor at a time. So we're processing this one, and then we're processing Jane's. Is there an objection?
No, as point of information, you're not clear. The question is, I'm sorry, Casey, may I go directly to you? Would you just read
the initial motion started out that the NFC recommends that the PNB adopt the KPFA budget presented by the GM and approved by the LSB. What this amendment would do was take out the words presented by the GM and just say that we recommend that the PNB adopt the KPFA budget that was approved by the LSB.
Thank you, Casey. That
point
was very...
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Point of information. Did I hear Marnie or someone say that this was passed 11 to 10?
Yes.
Okay.
It was me, LaVarne, yes, 11 to 10.
Thank
you. I think that's the vote I have.
Okay. So now, is there an objection to the amendment that I've proposed? Hearing none, that's adopted.
Hold on. I don't know. I think that, my thought on it is somebody has to be accountable for presenting what amounts to an addition to the budget, change in the budget. It has implications for the numbers. And I'm not sure that should be the LSB.
Change the numbers.
Oh, I see. Because in this case, the GM did increase it from what you had worked with them on. Is that the issue?
No. It's the numbers we've all got. This is exactly what came from Roy and Lois.
Lonnie, you're just saying that because you all worked on one number and then the GM raised it. Is that
no?
What I'm saying is that the GM will present an 18-month plan. That plan will have impact on the budget, maybe involve reductions in staff. And so
you're not speaking to the amendment, Lonnie.
Yeah, the amendment is just that we're specifying that this is the budget approved by the LSB.
Oh, I thought we were talking about an amendment.
No, we're about to get to that one.
Oh. Oh, sorry. That's what happens when you duck off the call.
Right, you missed 2 minutes.
After 7 hours, anything will happen.
Right. Look, if there's no objection, can we adopt that and move to Jane's?
So then can you read it again, Casey?
I can't read your amendment. I have that the plan include provisions to reduce salaries, and that's where I got lost.
As a percentage of listener support.
Thank you. As a percentage of listener support.
Period.
Okay.
And that was just...
In other words, if they triple their listener support, then they don't need to worry about the staff.
Okay.
So
you want to read the whole thing?
Read the Jane's Amendment.
Jane's Amendment would be to add a sentence at the end of the motion... that the plan, the 18-month plan, also include provisions to reduce salaries as a percentage of listener support. But it should say when. I mean, you can't do it at the end of the year. You've got to either do it quarterly or.
What is the whole? How does the whole thing read?
Okay, the whole thing would read: the NFC recommends that the PNB adopt the KPFA budget approved by the LSB. With the provision that the general manager develop and present an 18-month plan to meet the one-month reserve requirement, and that the plan also include provisions to reduce salaries as a percentage of listener support.
Well, you can eliminate a few of those words and just say, and to reduce.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Teresa?
Does the person making this amendment want to suggest by a certain percentage? I mean, they could change it by one-tenth of one-hundredth of a percent. We might want to suggest a percent or something in there, some figure to give them a goal to.
I think it would be better not, but does the maker want to do that?
I would not.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Unless you would say in line with
standard?
In line with
the other stations?
Yeah, in line with the other stations or in line with standards that the...
I think those things are implicit, and that if we struggle over the language, we won't do anything functional with it.
Okay.
I think it sends the drift.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, and then I have a comment on it. I remembered the other half of my objection. Okay. Go ahead.
So I don't know, maybe it's late and I'm just missing something, but we're talking about an 18-month plan and approving a 12-month budget. So... you know, the plan's going to be the by the third quarter of fiscal year 07.
Lonnie, help us out.
Yeah, it was Lonnie's idea for the 18 months.
Yeah, there's no contradiction.
Yeah, there's no contradiction.
And we'll show what will be accomplished in this fiscal year, October 1st, September 30th, and then in the first 6 months of the follow-on fiscal. That can include everything from an 18-month budget to an 18-month cash flow statement. No problem.
Okay.
And my comment on this is I object to the use of the language to get a 1 month because, again, this goes back to this question of surplus prior years. They have it. They have more than 1 month. The policy of the board is they have to have by the end of the year that much in the bank. So I object, and I would move to amend by striking the bit about coming into compliance with the 1 month, because they are doing it through the use of inclusion of surplus prior year, and they're not spending that money.
Right.
So I would move to strike that.
But they are spending it.
I am in an echo chamber now. I can't tell what just got said or who said it. Was that you, LaVarne?
Yeah, I was never. I was going to say they do have a surplus. So fine. The language is that to be consistent with the proviso, delivering a 1 month reserve.
Again, I would object to that still because they're meeting that requirement.
Right.
I think the underlying issue here is really that you guys are concerned that too great a percentage
uh-huh.
is going into staff
right.
As a percentage of total support. And I think Jane's,
yeah.
I hear you, Mark. I'll recognize you next. I think that Jane's amendment addresses that.
Mr. Chair, you can't speak to every issue personally. I think that the board policy has already been read to this committee. It does. The board knows what the 1 month is. You're interpreting board policy for us.
If you don't agree with it, Mr. Chair, then just vote against it. But you don't have to weigh in on everything on your opinion on surplus. Come on, we'll be here all night.
Over and over again.
Sorry, I am allowed, as every member of this committee is, to speak on amendments or motions
right,
before
vote.
Us, and I am moving to strike that for
everyone else, Mr. Chair. You're interrupting.
I did
like
not interrupt. There
I would
was
like
no
to comment
else.
On that motion.
There is okay. So I have Jane.
I'd like to comment also.
Okay, Jane and Mark.
Lonnie on the stack.
Okay, Jane, Mark, Lonnie.
Subject to what Lonnie has to say, I really like that that amendment because I think the motion is stronger without that phrase. But I'm definitely open to Lonnie's opinion because I really do think that the issue about cannibalization of the funds and the fact that the salaries is a percentage of income, that's just such a huge issue that I think it'd be stronger to simply focus on the most important thing and not leave any room for debate.
I don't understand what you're recommending. Are you speaking in favor of striking or against striking?
I recommend in favor of striking the reference to...
The 1 month.
1 month, because I believe it's stronger without it.